Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill. I have the honor and pleasure of sitting in today for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. He asked me if I would host a show in his place, and it's always an honor for me to do that. I hope you will join us on the show today. We're going to have a show that's going to focus on the Christmas season that is before us. And I'm sure most of you are already out there scurrying around doing last-minute shopping, trying to make sure you get everything done. I did something rare this year. I finished all my shopping yesterday. And that is rare for me because usually I'm out there on the 23rd or the 24th doing some last minute shopping, but got it all done today. So I am grateful for that. Now, a couple of things I wanted to talk about today. And by the way, I would encourage you to join the show today, to call in. I'm going to tell you in a minute why. The number to call in is 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Okay, so if you look around at what is happening in the world today, everything looks like it is a total and complete mess. And it is. There is chaos everywhere. Man has made a total disaster of this beautiful earth that God has created and given to us. You look at that man-made disaster, which is happening in Ukraine and Russia right now. It's a disaster. It was created by man. Did not have to happen. But man, because of the sinfulness of his heart, because of the pride that is in his life, because of the lust for power, has created just a horrible situation. People are dying. People are hurting in that area. And then you look at China. China is an utter disaster right now. A great people, a great culture, and many are dying there today because of the oligarchs who are running it, because of their lust of power, because of their desire to control other people's lives, have made a complete disaster in China right now with their lockdown strategy for the COVID virus. You don't have to look too far. You look right here in the United States. You look at our southern border. There are people who are storming across that border, invading this country by the hundreds of thousands. The count has already gone over 2 million, creating an utter disaster, not only at the border, but where they end up being at the end of their journey. And that's because once they get there, because they cannot speak the language, that community is going to have to take care of them with taxpayer dollars. The schools are going to have to slow down because these children cannot speak English. And so they're going to have to slow down to try and allow these children to catch up. And then many of those who are coming to our country do not want to assimilate and become Americans. They want to retain their own national identity, which makes you wonder, why did they leave their nation in the first place? And the simple answer is because they have created a disaster in their own country. When they leave, they're leaving a lot of Central American nations, Guatemala, Venezuela, Ecuador. They're leaving those nations, Mexico, because of the corruption that is in those nations, because man has made an utter disaster of those countries. And they're coming here hoping for something better. Some are coming, and this is a minority of them, but it's enough to, again, create a disaster. There are some who are coming here to bring evil deeds with them. They want to traffic children. They want to traffic drugs. And we see the effects of it in our community. I'm calling from Pensacola, Florida. Here in Pensacola, a relatively small city, we are having deaths caused by fentanyl every month. That is an insidious drug that is manufactured in China and being brought across our southern borders. As I say, everything looks to be a total disaster right now. And it is. But this is not the first time we have seen a situation like this. We've seen situations like this many times in the past. You look at World War I, World War II. Those were utter disasters, man-made disasters, which did not have to happen, but they did. Why? Because of the sin that is in man. And that is why we can celebrate this season so much. Because at just the right time, when mankind was utterly helpless, utterly hopeless to get itself out of this disaster that they created, God sent his son, Jesus, into this world to save us from what we had created, to save us from the disaster that was there. And when he sent Jesus into this world, it wasn't what looked like everything was going great, everything was fine, everything was just going to turn out perfectly. No, Jesus was born at a time, just the right time, by the way. He was born at a time when in Israel was being oppressed. They had a King Herod, an Edomite, who had been installed by the Roman government that was running Jerusalem. And we had the Romans who were occupying Israel at that time. It was an utter disaster for Israel. And then we see that as things are in such a disastrous situation, that God decided it was time now for man to receive his salvation. And this came after a time when God was silent, where he was not speaking through his prophets to the nations. For 400 years, there was silence. And then all of a sudden, God spoke and sent his son into the world. And so what's the answer to what we see that is going on in the world right now? We can look at Mark chapter 11, and starting with verse 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, that is Jesus, Master, behold, a fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And here's the answer. And Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God. Amen. Have faith in God. That is the answer. That is the answer to everything that is going on in this world. That is the answer to everything that is going on in your life right now, is to have faith in God. That will fix the situation. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do, ladies and gentlemen. Call in with why you are grateful to what God has done in your life and in this season. That call-in number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Call in and let us know what you are grateful for, how God has blessed you in your life, how God has blessed you this season that we're in right now, where we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, where we are celebrating the Word becoming flesh and has therefore become our salvation, when we could in no wise, in no way help ourselves, when we could not get ourselves out of this terrible situation that sin has caused. By the way, sin came from man. It did not come from God. Man was deceived by Satan. He disobeyed God, which is what sin is, and created this disaster that we are going through now. In fact, things were a lot worse previously than they are now. In fact, things were so worse, so bad, that God said at that time, I am sorry that I have ever even made man. His thoughts continually are evil. Violence is everywhere. And he says, I'm going to have to destroy this and start over. And he did. And he found a righteous man. And that was Noah. The reason Noah was found righteous is because he believed God. And God told him, prepare an ark for what I am about to do. Now, God was very gracious. He was very merciful before the flood came. There was Methuselah. Methuselah is the longest living human being on record, 969 years. Methuselah's name means when I die, it will happen. So for over 900 years, Methuselah was preaching to this world, a horrific world. Look, you got to change or God is going to destroy this place. You must change. And so he preached. They would not listen, except for Noah. Noah and his family. God saved a remnant in that ark along with the animals. And then horrific flood came, destroyed the earth, and God then started over. Well, as man continued to multiply and to grow, God commanded them to disperse and replenish the earth. And again, man was disobedient and decided instead that they were going to stay in one area and that they were going to build a tower to heaven, that they were going to exalt themselves above the throne of God. The very crime that Lucifer, that Satan tried to commit when he said he was going to exalt himself, his throne, above the throne of God. And that's why he was cast out of heaven. Iniquity was found in him, and he was cast out of heaven to the earth. And then when God made man on this earth and gave him dominion, Satan was very wrong and decided at that time he was going to destroy God's creation, man. But God had a plan, and instead he brought his son into this world, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And what a beautiful story we have when it comes to the story of Christmas, which, by the way, is a unique story throughout history. It started with the nation Israel and has spread around the world, where today, all around the world, Christmas is recognized. Christmas is looked at as a time of peace, of hope, of faith, of salvation, because of what God did. And it is so wonderful that we can celebrate this. But don't you know that there are people who refuse to celebrate Christmas, that they refuse to accept the good news? And you don't have to go too far to find out where that takes place. We have it right here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. There was something started by a gentleman named Ronald McKinley Everett, who was born in 1941. His father was a sharecropper and was also a Baptist minister. Well, Ronald Everett left his father and his household when he was 18 and moved out to Los Angeles to be with his older brother. And there he became a part of a radical group, and he founded what we now call Kwanzaa. What he calls Kwanzaa, which is nothing more than an aberration of trying to celebrate something other than Christmas. And when you study the origins of Kwanzaa and what it's all about, it is utter nonsense. It is a completely made up, fabricated, a festival, I guess you would call it, from many different places of the earth and from many different other religions. And Kwanzaa is a Swahili word, which means, true faith or something like that, which is, of course, trying to take away from the Christian religion. And why on earth did he choose Swahili language to call his fabricated, his made-up holiday, Kwanzaa? Why did he choose the language Swahili, which comes from the southeastern states of Africa, of Tanzania, of Mozambique, the Bantu people there, which, by the way, the Swahili language, 60% of it is Arabic. And the reason why so much of it is Arabic is because the Arabs would come down here as part of the slave trade. They were buying slaves from the Bantu people, selling them to the Arabics. The Arabics would then take them to wherever else in the world that they could be bought and sold, including to the United States, South America, the Caribbean islands, all these slaves coming from Africa. And this is coming from the places that the nation, the language Swahili is from. And that is why, and that is the language that this Ronald Everett chose for this fake holiday called Kwanzaa. He uses seven candles. That kind of sounds like Hanukkah, doesn't it? And lights it one candle every day to commemorate something. And each of those commemorations is what he has gathered from some other faith, from some other part of the world, trying to justify his fake religion. And ladies and gentlemen, it is just that. It is a fake festival. It is only meant to be for Black Americans, period. It is not something that is supposed to be celebrated by anyone else other than Black Americans. And it was started by this guy in 1966. It's not even that old. But again, it's only because of the evilness in man's heart. He rejected the Christian faith, even though his father was a Baptist minister. He rejected that faith and went out, and now as an adult, he was born in 1941, so in 1966, he started this fake religion. He's only 25 years old. He's still just a youngster himself, and started this fake festival to try and give Black Americans something other than Christmas to celebrate. And this happened shortly after the Watts riots. Watts, California, is a suburb of Los Angeles. And here they were in Watts. They tore that city down. Tore it down. 46 square miles of a city, Watts, was destroyed. And it was a criminal offense that took place. It all started because police stopped this one young man, 21 years old, for drunken driving. And he actually was intoxicated. In fact, his mother showed up at the scene and began to berate him about being intoxicated. So the police were going to arrest him. He began resisting arrest. The fight broke out. His mother joined the fight against the police, so there was more violence. Eventually, they were arrested, but in the meantime, a crowd had gathered at the scene, and they began throwing rocks and bricks and whatever else they could at the police. More police were called on the scenes, and that was the beginning of the Watts riots. The riots lasted essentially for 5 days, and in 5 days, they destroyed that city of Watts, which was at the time not necessarily a paradise. It was a predominantly Black neighborhood, but people were living there somewhat in peace, but they tore it down. They burned it up. I mean, store shops were all set on fire. Homes were set on fire. They eventually had to call in the California Army National Guard. Thousands of troops had to come in to quell this disturbance, and finally it was quelled. At the end of those 5 days, 34 people were dead, over 1,000 people were injured, and over 3,000 people were arrested. Utterly amazing. They tore it down. So this Ronald Everett said, well, to do something to kind of bring peace back into the neighborhood, instead of going to the Prince of Peace, Jesus himself, whom he knew because his father was a Baptist preacher, instead of preaching that kind of peace, no, he instead decided to create something, a substitute, instead of Christianity, which he called Kwanzaa. Utter nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if somebody wants to celebrate Kwanzaa, go right ahead. You have the freedom to do that in America. If that's what you want to do. But I'm going to tell you right now that that is a celebration, that is an aberration of the true meaning of this season, which is the birth of Jesus Christ, our salvation, our only hope. So let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. For the rest of the show, I'll be with you until 11:30 my time, 12:30 your time. I'm calling from Pensacola, Florida. I'd like you to call in and share what you are thankful for, what is important to you this season, what this season means to you, this Christmas season, what the salvation of Jesus means to you, and how Jesus answered Peter and his disciples. He said, have faith in God. And you can have faith in God because God is faithful and true and just. And whatever he does is righteous. I know that that David, after he had sinned, created a great sin, and had numbered the men of Israel, that the prophet came to him and said, you have committed a great sin against God. Right now choose what your punishment is going to be. And David said, I will not fall into the hands of man. I will instead place myself into the hands of God, because God is merciful. Man is not. Man is evil and wicked, and he is not righteous. He is not faithful. He is not just. If you ever have to choose between placing yourself in the hands of God or placing yourself at the mercy of man, always, always choose God instead of man. Man will disappoint you. He will betray you practically every time. And just when you think you can trust man, you will be betrayed eventually. Do not put your trust, do not put your hope in man. Instead, have faith in God. As Jesus himself said, have faith in God. And that way you will know that your salvation is sure. So let me start it off by saying this. One thing that I am so grateful for, and it can seem like a small thing to a lot of you, but it's a beautiful thing to me. I have 3 grown children. All 3 are married. The oldest is 30. The youngest is 26. All 3 are married. All 3 live close to me here, relatively close in the Pensacola, Florida area. I have 2 beautiful grandchildren, a daughter who is granddaughter who is 8, another granddaughter who is 3. And because they live so close, they come over to our house frequently. And we know that come Christmas Day, as our tradition has been, they will all come over to mine and my wife's house, which, by the way, is another thing I'm so grateful for. My wife and I, Greta, have been married for 40 years. God has blessed us. He has blessed us immensely with our marriage and with our children. And they come over to our home. God has blessed us. We're able to have a home that is able to accommodate all the people. There's 10 of us. The house is full. Our dining room is full. The table is full of food. And we are so grateful for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you, after we break, come back after the top of the hour to call in and share what you are thankful for this season. Let's not focus on the disasters that are all around us that have been created by man, man-made disasters. Let's instead focus on the faithfulness of God and call in and share what you are grateful for, what you are thanking God for during this Christmas season. And when we come back, I will start off by reading that marvelous Christmas story that we see in the book of Mark. It is such a wonderful story. It's such a heartwarming story. And it is true. That is what is so beautiful about it. And even though people try to deny, we will not deny our salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And because of him, we can call out to a mighty God who will in no wise cast us aside and will welcome us into himself so that we can have peace here on earth and eventually with him in heaven.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.